Be seated, please. Restore again. In today's Psalm 80, three times. I say again because I spent considerable time on that notion in last Sunday's sermon from last Sunday's readings. Restoration is certainly a key Advent theme. Our being restored time and time again to our original beloved state. Another key theme of this season, of course, is keep awake, which is repeated three times in today's gospel. Well, two keep awakes and one keep alert. Keeping those in mind, we're able to read this passage from Isaiah with a particular focus, noting the difference in point of view from last week's prophecy that we read from Ezekiel. In today's reading, Isaiah speaks to God on behalf of God's people, not as last week when Ezekiel was speaking for God to the people, or at least as a conduit for God's declarations. While I try not to project my own biases and cultural influences on biblical writings, I should just stop there and admit that while I say I try not to do that, I do it all the time. So having said that again, here's my reflection on something in today's reading from Isaiah. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Projecting my biases and personal inner stuff. Here is my take on those couple of lines. Because of our sins, I would recast it, it's as if you've hidden your face from us. When we are in that place, we cannot see you, and it's as if your face is hidden from us. And you haven't delivered us into the hand of our iniquity so much as you have allowed us to experience the consequences of our own decisions and actions. The last seven words in this passage, remember, Isaiah is addressing God directly here. Now consider, we are all your people. It seems to me, first of all, that we, even the hallowed Isaiah, don't need to remind God of anything. The older I get, the more firmly I believe and am thankful that God's memory is considerably better than mine, better even than our collective memory. I'm grateful for God's keen memory only because I trust that God is love, and for that matter, mercy and compassion, and remembers everything with forgiveness and grace. More importantly, in terms of my reflection on Isaiah's prophecy is that we need to consider, to remember, that we are all God's people, not just those who share our political views, nor even those who share our Bible, or religion, or passions, or fears, or love of country, or anything else we could list. Nor any other, and God knows that there are many, divisions and categories we humans have invented. The good and bad, as we define those, the friendly and the hostile, all of us. What I'm saying, without pretending to know the mind of God, is that God does consider this fact. Since we believe that God established that fact in creation, creating all of humanity, not just some parts or tribes of it. We are the ones who tend to forget that, who act as if it were not true. We are the ones apt to say we are all God's people, God's children, except, and then fill in that blank in a seemingly infinite number of ways. So we sing with the psalmist, "Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved." Meaning in part, "O God, restore our memory that your light shines on us continually, that your intention is always to save us from ourselves and our clever ways of inventing differences and enmities among ourselves." Our forgetfulness or inconsideration fits the very definition of sin in the Catechism in the Book of Common Prayer. Sin is the seeking of our own will instead of the will of God, thus distorting our relationship with God, with other people, and with all creation. And I have to admit, I would add, and within ourselves. That is distorting the relationship among the various parts of ourselves. And that includes making God the source of our sinfulness, which is one of the things that we can do and say it's God's fault or waywardness instead of our own choices. Truths, even abiding truths, can become platitudes. And platitudes can become cliches, and cliches become like wallpaper that we have taken for granted or ignored. Mental, emotional, spiritual wallpaper. With this in mind, I believe that the point of these readings today is what Jesus tells his followers. Keep awake, keep alert to the solid reality of God's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.